justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
What impact have the Black Lives Matter protests made on the lives of Black people?
First of all, I think the Black Lives Matter protest definitely helped Black people in Germany to like form communities and get politically active. But yeah, I feel like some things have not been approached the right way. The statement "Black Lives Matter" for Black people is kind of degrading, because when we say Black Lives Matter, we choose to be victims. We choose to say, "Hey, we need help," which is, first of all, not really bad. But when we start to think about it, we have been victims for a very long time and nothing has happened. So we have to learn to stand up for ourselves. I think a lot of people got aware that we have to get rid of racist prejudices and everything, but I don't know if that the protests in Germany had are having a long-term impact.
What went wrong in the debate?
Well, I think many people in general, not only the Blacks, they kind of associated what was happening in America with Germany, which is not the case. We have institutionalized racism here in Germany, and we have to fight against it, but we cannot compare the events in America to what's happening in Germany. It kind of got to the state where it was a trend and not really something that was out of rage. Which is why I think even many black people and many people in the Black community aren't really feeling like they have to do anything anymore, because it's not a trend anymore. I always say they have to educate themselves, but I don't think education is enough. I think they have to get active. And I don't think like Instagram activism is enough. I feel like people are kind of still living in their bubble when they're like posting Instagram posts, because they feel like that is enough. They feel like they've done their deed.
What political actions would you like to see in the future?
I think in order to really get rid of racism, peace and love will not help. And I think if we really want to get rid of any sort of racism we have here, especially structural racism, we have to work on refugee programs. We have to see where we in, like which companies we invest in, or and we have to stop exploiting countries. And that is something I don't think will happen anytime soon, and I don't think is a thing that politicians will talk about, because that would destroy our economy. Big companies such as Unilever, Coca-Cola, Nestle, they all profit off of, maybe not of racism, but what they are doing is racist. For example, exploiting especially African countries, having them work for a ridiculously small amount of money under the worst condition. I don't think that's a problem that each country has to work on itself. I think it's a global problem. I don't feel like politicians really feel responsible for really working on that. I think they're doing the least they can do. But I think that also has a reason.
No peace, no justice, no peace, no justice.